Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to IRIB English Radio. You are tuned into the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, where we delve into the life of the Holy Prophet Muhammad to draw inspiration for our lives. I'm your host, Zainab, and today we will explore the importance of manners in social interactions. Deriving the examples from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, his life. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was a cheerful and kind person in public, but he was more reserved and thoughtful in private. He rarely looked directly at people and usually kept his head down. He made sure to greet everyone, including slaves and children, and would often sit on his knees when others were around. Now, what does that mean? Let's give a little bit detail. We said that he was a cheerful person, kind person in public, and reserved and thoughtful when he was in private. So this means like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever in society, he wouldn't be lost in the thoughts, he wouldn't be pondering that time. When he was in society, he was literally in the society. And when he was in private, he would dedicate that time to ponder more, to contemplate more. And when we say that he rarely looked directly at people, and usually kept his head down, well, we must know that hijab is not only for women. Hijab is also for men, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has practiced that. He rarely looked directly and usually kept his head down. He's practicing hijab, and that's also a sense of a mark of decency. And he made sure to greet everyone because he did not want to sound rude, and because he is the role model for the generations. So he made sure to greet everyone, including the slaves and children. See, sometimes in our lives, we have this ego within us, like, okay, I am someone. And for example, if I have a doctorate degree, and I should only be greeting doctors around me, and everyone else should be greeting me rather than me greeting others. But he was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greeting children, and he's the beginner to greet them. He's greeting slaves, and we see no kind of ego in him. Including slaves, including children, whoever would be around, he would start greeting them. He would make it sure that I greet everyone, and would often sit on knees when others were around. He would like, this again is a sense of respect. This again is a, because again shows to us that if I am in some social setting, I should make sure that others are comfortable, and then rather than thinking of my personal status and then sitting, looking for that particular place in that gathering. Well, we will explore more from his life after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. When he entered a gathering, he would sit down in the first available spot and never expected anyone to stand up or move out the way for him. He listened attentively to others and made his associates feel valued. You know, sometimes when you listen to someone, how valued that person feels. There's a difference between hearing something and listening something. Like listening to someone is something really, really good attribute, and we should be good listeners because hearing is through ears and listening is through heart. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam was a good listener. He listened attentively. And if you're a good listener, just know that you're following the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And he made his associates feel valued while he listened to them, as if they were the most important person to him. See, sometimes if we have good listeners around us and we feel so valued, we feel the importance of ourselves in their lives. So similarly, we have to do that. We have to be good listeners because our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a great listener. He spoke clearly and slowly, avoiding unnecessary words and bad language. Sometimes we want to make sure about something. Sometimes we want to command. Sometimes we want to order things. And we do have that rudeness in our voice. Sometimes we want to make sure that things are perfect. We are organized ourselves and we want others to be organized. But we have to maintain that balance in our speech, which is very, very important. He never complained or argued with anyone. Just imagine, can we do that? Like, if I'm upset with someone, how long can I hold that? We got to be asking ourselves these questions so that we draw clear examples from his life and we follow the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. So he would often visit the sick and participated in the funeral processions. May Allah have mercy on my father. It remembers me of him. He followed the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. He had dedicated this day of Friday to visit the sick in the hospital. Even the sick he knew at all, and would take things for them like fruits and other things. And when we would ask him, oh, where did you get that quality from? Who taught you that? Was it your parents or who does that? Because that was really rare in our society. And our father would reply that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the one who would visit the sick, and he was the one who would participate in the funeral processions. So he also discouraged gossiping about others, because, you know, sometimes we are in these funeral gatherings and we want to console others, but at the same time we meet other people and we start gossiping about them at their back. Except when seeking for justice, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never do that or never listen to that. Because even if you're listening to a backbiting, that's also sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of this in Surah Hujarat, that do you want to be among those who want to eat the flesh of your dead brother? Because gossiping behind others' back is as worse as being the wild animals who feed on the dead. Ya Nabi salam alayka, ya Rasul salam alayka, ya Habib salam alayka, salawatullah alayka. Ya Nabi salam alayka, ya Rasul salam alayka, سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك. In another instance, a group of Jews visited Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Assalamu alaikum," which means "death be upon you." Whereupon the Prophet replied, "Wa alaikum." Aisha, who was one of the wives of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, understood their meaning and cursed them. He told her not to retaliate, saying that God does not approve of using harsh language. Well, that's a great example we can derive from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, which means that even if someone is being rude, someone is cursing you, someone is being adverse, you can maintain that humbleness. You can maintain being noble and having that kind character, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely does not appreciate or approve the harsh language we can use while retaliating. Well, that was all for today's episode. In case you have any questions, queries, or you want to share your experiences where you were influenced by the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And in case you want to listen more about the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. There's a tab, COI Call of Islam. And in the features, you will find Like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Clicking on that archive, you will get all the episodes you want to listen and find the more insightful lessons about the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until another episode, ponder more and take examples from his life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.